Amen. And we are so thankful for the power of the blood. Good morning, church. And I am happy to be here today. Today is an exciting day. It's the church in action. We get to go out and pray, just as Pastor Keith said. And one of the things that really excites me about this church body and its history is that it has a history of praying for the community of Springville. And that's in obedience to Scripture. There are multiple Scriptures that tell us we need to encourage us or command us that we need to be praying for others. And I'm just so happy we get to do that today. And one such passage is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I forgot my glasses. This is really part of it, I guess. Okay. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, think about the things we petition for, things that are important to us, that petitions, prayers, intercession, standing in the gap for others, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants what? All people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, I've been thinking, how long have people been praying this kind of a verse over this area? Fiddler's Green, as it was called. How many years ago people were praying about that, later becoming Springville. The first settler moved into Springville approximately 216 years ago in 1808. The first high school in Erie County was established in 1830. Do you know what high school that was? Springville Academy, the first high school in Erie County. So no doubt these things were bathed in prayer. Just look at the number of churches in this area. People have been praying. And I just have this question. Are those prayers still alive today? When we pray today, are we praying alone by ourselves? Or do we have their prayers with us? Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 11, see if we can get an answer. That's known as the chapter of faith. Starts off in verse 1, defining faith. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. And then verse 2 says, for by it, people of old gained approval with their faith. So as we pray today, we're going to be praying in faith. The chapter goes on to describe some of these heroes of the faith and then pauses in verse 13 and goes on and says, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. The chapter continues by describing their struggles and then finishes the last two verses, 39 and 40. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Since God had planned something better for us, so that together with us, would they be made perfect? So there's something going on here as God is bridging the gap. He's bridging the faithfulness of generations in accomplishing his plans. Revelation talks about the prayers of the saints being stored in golden bowls of incense. So we're not just going out there and praying today alone, are we? Okay, today we're coming together in obedience, just as many forefathers and mothers did long ago. And what we want to do is come alongside of one another and pray for God's wisdom, his protection. That protection is both spiritual and physical, and his provision. We might even add favor in there. And this is for our schools and our families. So how does God move when people pray together? Let's consider this illustration. Erie County Fair just finished up, and every year they have these horse pulls. Okay, draft horses, the huge draft horses. It's estimated that one horse can pull 8,000 pounds. So if you bring in another draft horse along beside it and the two of them pull, it should pull what? 16,000 pounds, right? But it actually goes up to 24,000 pounds. So something's happening here. Now, if you take the same two draft horses and you train them together and they get to do this often, the number goes up even further. They can pull 32,000 pounds. Isn't that amazing? Okay, and that has spiritual implications. And friends, this phenomenon is called synergy. Okay, and the definition of synergy is the interaction or cooperation of two or more agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate effects. Consider that as we pray today. You know, and as I consider that, I've had trouble with a verse, understanding a verse from Leviticus 26, verses 7 and 8. But I get it now. Five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000. Your enemies will fall by the sword before you. So you see, together, we're going to push back Satan's boundaries today. Isn't that exciting? Yeah. And this is all also why we need to get off the sidelines. I don't know about you, but I find myself, in my past especially, praying for just myself and my own needs. And when you consider this, praying together and branching out and praying for others, that's when our faith really takes over. And that's when we have an opportunity to change the atmosphere in the Springville area, in our families, and in our schools. Now, Paul talks about a battle that's going on from Ephesians 6:12. And he describes this battle. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So that's important to know, because as we pray today, we want to know our position. We have position as we're praying in this, position in Christ. When we're in Christ, we're covered with his blood. We sang about that today. We have his authority, and we become advocates for ourselves and for others. Now, Jesus talked in John 14, and he said, we can do greater things because he goes to who? The Father. In Luke, Jesus talked in Luke 10, Jesus gives us authority to overcome all the power of the enemy. Friends, that's what we're doing today when we advocate for others. So this authority gives us privilege and access to the Father. You know, it might be helpful to think of an attorney in this. You think of why we retain attorneys. And, you know, with a signature, with a phone call, with a word to a judge, attorneys have that power invested in them to change our situations. Okay? And it's very similar for us as Christians. We act as those attorneys. God's given us that privilege to come and pray in behalf of others. Okay? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20 tells us that we are ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors have privilege. And we are ambassadors for Christ. So some of us at this point might be thinking, you know, Bob, I'm not quite there yet. I'm new to this. Or maybe I'm still stuck in sin, or I'm struggling, or I fall short of the mark. I can't do this. And let me tell you, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Because verse 21 goes on, and it says, for God made the only one who did not know sin, that's Jesus, to become sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God through our union with him. That's good news. See, it's not about us. It's about Jesus and what he did for us. Romans 8:1 says, for there is now no condemnation for those in Christ. So you have authority. We all have authority in Christ, and we need to take advantage of it. When we understand these things, we can be assured and stand firm in our unity together today as we pray in agreement with God's purposes and plans for our families, our schools, and this community. All right, now we have a mission statement, right? You've heard about that. in the last couple of years, actually. And today, what we're going to do is we're the church in action. We're also going to be putting action to the mission statement. First one, the first P is to pursue what? Pursue the Father, right? Today, we're going to pursue him in silence. Father, what is it that you want us to pray about? How do you want us to pray? Some of us are vocal prayers. Some may use a few words. Some may use more words. Some of us are silent prayers, and that's acceptable also. Some of us, he may lead to open up the word and pray and declare the word of God over the situation that you're praying about today. And that's important as we pursue the Father. Just remember how the Father uses synergy when we pray. There's power there. Okay. Second point in our mission statement, proclaim who? Jesus, right. All right, and this is great. When you pray, speak the all-powerful name of Jesus over every prayer concern and every entity that you see today. Cover the community, cover families, cover the schools and people you know in there. Okay, Jesus did stand up and read from the scrolls and came to proclaim good news, but he also came to proclaim freedom and give us freedom from strongholds, from addictions. Those are out there. Those are things we're going to be praying about today. So pray the name of Jesus. He also came to give sight to the blind. That indicates physical healing, and we can pray that today and set the oppressed free. So be thinking about healing and restoration as you pray. The third point, participate with the Holy Spirit. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Ephesians 5:18, which says, do not be drunk with wine, but be, and I'm going to add this, continually filled with the Spirit. And that's what we're going to be doing today. David understood this full well when he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So today, Pastor is going to lead us in confession. And then we're going to get down to warring for the Lord today and taking back territory that the enemy has established.
Thank you so much, Bob. That was awesome. What I want to do right now is I just want to lead us in a prayer of confession and surrender. And that's important to do so that nothing will hinder the prayers that we are about to make as we go out together. And in doing this, what we do is we obey 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says this, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin. And I, says God, I will heal their land. So at this time, before we get into our respective groups and I give you the instructions on that, let's pray in a spirit of confession right now. Just bow your heads with me. Father, we come before you and we ask you for forgiveness for the times that we have been disinterested in prayer. Father, we also ask you for forgiveness in the times that we have lacked faith or belief in prayer, or when we've had impure motives when praying. We also ask for your forgiveness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, when we have engaged in ungodly actions or when our words have maybe hurt others. We are also sorry, God, for our addictions and our compulsions which hinder our attention from you. We are sorry, God, for when we are a people who have critical spirits or when we are filled with things like worry or fear or anxiety or shame or guilt. We are sorry when we are filled with things like bitterness or resentment or pride. And we repent of such things today. And we thank you, God, for the forgiveness that is found through the death on the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ. So what we do right now, Heavenly Father, is we surrender to you. We surrender to you and we ask you to fill us with your Spirit and help us to be the people of prayer that you call us to be. Help us to be that this afternoon. And Lord, we receive all that you have for us through faith. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, so right now what we're going to do, and we're going to do this quick, okay, is we're going to split up into different groups to go to different locations. Don't worry if you're not mobile or don't feel really comfortable going out. We're going to have one group stay here. But what we're going to do is we're going to do this quick. You're going to have a facilitator in each group. They're going to give you directions on where to go, what to do. They're going to facilitate this whole thing. And we are going to tell you right now that you're going to be dismissed from the location you're at. And we're also going to ask that if you brought kids here today, take them with you, okay? You need to pick them up from the kids' room. April's not going to be stuck in there. So pick them up and go there. And I would also say, you know, if you have kids in the elementary school, for example, go to that group, okay? Or if you know a teacher maybe in the middle school that's near and dear to your heart, go to that group. But this is what we're going to do right now. So for the Springville Elementary and Colden Elementary schools, we're going to meet down here, okay, right here in this corner. And I'm going to meet you there in a minute, okay? Then for our middle school, we're going to have people meet up right here with Jake. So Jake, why don't you come down, and you're going to meet him, and let's get moving right now. If you're wanting to go to the elementary school, let's get over here. Middle school over here. High school is going to be Bob up by the men's room. And then for homeschooling, okay, we want to spend some time. We've got more and more homeschool families. Head up to that back corner by the ladies' room. And that's going to be the group that does stay here. But get into your groups quick.